Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, the show that promotes positive people. Tune in live on Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, or listen live and 24/7 at www.wealthysistersradio.com. We know you will be inspired, empowered, and informed by the incredible women featured. And now it's showtime. Ladies and gentlemen, our host, entrepreneur, author, speaker, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello. Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters Radio. Wealthy Sisters Radio is sponsored by Wealthy Sisters Media Group, and you can visit us for all your publishing and branding needs at www.wealthysistersmedia.com. That's S-I-S-T-A-S, wealthysistersmedia.com. Here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, we proudly promote and acknowledge and say thank you to our super fantastic sisters for doing big things. That's our purpose. It's our second purpose for sure. Our first purpose, as we always talk about, is to make sure that we provide that inspiration and encouragement and practical knowledge to you, the dynamic listener, so that you can apply it to your life and business and have that positive impact. Well, I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network, and today is another awesome Monday, January 27th, 2014. Yes, this year is moving fast. I tell you, it's just an awesome time. I want to thank you for a spectacular birthday week last week. Just all the great well wishes and the notes and everything. I'm just so happy and grateful to be here and to share this space and time with you. And speaking of sharing this space, you know we are here every Monday at 12 noon Eastern, so thank you so much again for spreading the word. You know, we don't take you for granted because we know that without you, we would not be here. So, well, today, I promise you, we have another dynamic show. As you know, every week we do, we are committed in providing you with the positive information, the rich content, and that's what we do here on Wealthy Sisters Radio with phenomenal individuals. And our super guest today is a superstar athlete. Wow, you know, we have a special love for athletes because we believe and know that they really transcend everything, and it's just such a great opportunity when we talk about business to correlate with athletes because they know about focus, training, what it takes to get out there and make things happen in belief systems. And when I tell you today, this awesome woman is so powerful. She has been ranked in the top 10 in the United States for over 21 years. She ranked top 10 in the world 9 times. So our special guest today is none other than Miss Joetta Clark Diggs. She is, as we mentioned, an Olympic athlete who has made an indelible impact in the sports and within her community. So we are so thrilled to have her on our show today. We're not going to keep her from you much longer. So you know what we need to do right now. We need for you to go and call everybody, Facebook them, text them, tweet them, tell them to dial into this show today. You don't want to miss it. Tell them to dial 347-838-9278. That's 347-838-9278. And remember, you can always listen live to this show and all of our other shows. If you miss a time or you're at lunch, you got to run back or what have you, you can download this show. Yes, you can. Right from Wealthy Sisters Radio, you can download it free from iTunes or on iTunes right there on your smart devices. Matter of fact, go ahead and click on iTunes right now. Put in Wealthy Sisters and go ahead and subscribe to us, and you'll get that show automatically on your phone or your laptop or what have you. And also, remember, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter under Wealthy Sisters. Well, as always, we're so excited to have each and every one of you on our show today. We will take a short break and be right back with our superstar, Miss Joetta Clark Diggs. One moment. We'll be right back.
3 women are murdered every day. Around the world, at least 1 in 3 women has been or will be abused in her lifetime. It's time to change these statistics. Join Saving Promise, a national grassroots movement that's bringing about real change. Visit www.savingpromise.org to join our One Voice campaign and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Text My Promise to 20222 to make a $5 donation. We need your voice. Together we can live, thrive, and be free of domestic violence.
All right, we're just having a little technical difficulty.
Queen Anita Empire Online features luxurious African handmade healthy skin and body care products. From enhancing all-natural soaps, hair growth-stimulating shampoos, to delicious healthy drinks, great for arthritis, we have an extensive inventory of more than 450 items to begin your natural journey to wellness. Visit QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. That's QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. Remember, QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com.
We're live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thrilled to have you joining us today. I tell you, have you heard? Did you hear about it? Do you know about it? The Winter Summit is back. The Winter Summit 2014 will be at the Courtyard Marriott right in Tyson's Corner right here in Virginia in the D.C. area. If you hadn't heard about it, go to thewintersummit.com. That's a winner, like a champion, as an athlete, our special guest today. You got to go to thewintersummit.com, get registered March 29th. I'm telling you, it is an explosive event that you don't want to miss. Well, as I said, our very special guest today is Ms. Joetta Clark-Diggs, and we're so excited to have her on the show. Welcome, Ms. Joetta. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Deborah?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. I tell you, it's, as we were just speaking earlier, it's just a thrill to have you on our show. I mean, I've having the opportunity to learn more about you and to read your bio and your whole family. We definitely want to get into that. You know, you all just represent excellence throughout the whole space here.
Well, thank you. We try and do a good job as a family, as an individual. I'm like you. I'm trying to make a difference in the lives of, you know, young people, adults, women, and it's a really great thing.
Yes, yes. And, you know, here at Wealthy Sisters, we always say that we are nosy on the show. Our guests are from all over the world, and they always like to really learn about the backgrounds of our guests so that they can find some type of similarities. And, you know, I just think about having the opportunity to learn more about you and to read on your father, who he is, a great legend himself. You know, we have so many fun memories of the movie, and I'm going to share this with our audience, of the movie that depicts your father's story. And right now, for those of you who are listening, you know, you might think her dad is Morgan Freeman, but you know, he is not. But it's so many, many great lines that came from the movie, Mr. Joe Clark's on Lean on Me, that awesome principal that turned that school around there in New Jersey. So if you wouldn't mind, Joetta, just give us a little background of where you grew up, how you grew up, and just, you know, it's obvious, you know, what your dad and I'm sure your mom and other family members instilled in you all to create the excellence that you have today.
Well, Deborah, thanks for asking. I'm going to take a little trip down memory lane. You know, grew up in the 60s and grew up in the city of Newark, and then we moved to South Orange, Maplewood, and went to Columbia High School. Did a lot of running and in high school, was undefeated, went on to college, graduated from the University of Tennessee. My parents always told me, even though I was an athlete, I had to be a good person, do great things as a youngster, because if you had a strong mind, strong body, you have a strong future. So with that said, my father was a disciplinarian, and my mother was as well. And together we had love, and the children, you know, thrived. We didn't understand it back then, but I do appreciate all they did for me and the sacrifice they did for us to make us a better people. And that puts me in a position now to do the same thing for the children I'm working with, for the women I'm working with, and for the college students I talk to all the time.
Right. And for those who are listening who may not have had an opportunity to visit your website, which we definitely want them to do that, we're going to talk about that as well. I want you to provide all your contact information and as well. But you not only are you a superstar athlete, an Olympian as well, but your sister and sister-in-law as well?
Yeah, that's funny. I always tease my sister-in-law, Joe Miles Clark, had the good fortune of marrying into my family. That's the big joke. But she is an Olympian, and my sister, who is 16 years younger than me, Hazel Clark, is an Olympian as well. And we made the team in 2000 together as a family, and I retired from track and field in 2000. after making that team, and the rest of them continued to make Olympic teams all the way to through 2008.
Now, I mean, just thinking about that now, of course, we saw the movie, and we have everybody has a view of, wow, Mr. Joe Clark, you know, what that disciplinarian would have been like or what have you. But what was it that made you, because I know you mentioned your mom and your dad, they stressed the importance of being a good person, and even though you're an athlete as well, but what was it that made you want to go into the field of track and field, or was it something you'd always done, or how did you transition into that area?
Well, basically, running track and field was something I did because I was really good at it. I was really fortunate to have other things that I learned as well. I danced with the Avenelli Dance Company, Junior Company. I played basketball, tennis, but I liked running track, so my parents focused me in that area. And basically, I think that being an athlete, I learned a lot, and I learned how to be persistent, how to be focused and disciplined. And I used those skill sets to be well in school, and also to put a book together to use and encompass everything I learned as an athlete into the book. And that's very important that, you know, you say that I'm an athlete, but through athletics, I learned life lessons. And then that's how I got into my book, The Joetta P. Principles for Success, Life Lessons Learned from Track and Field.
I love it. And let's, since you mentioned the book, let's go ahead and talk about that book. What was it that made you want to write that book, Joetta P. Principles for Success?
Well, Deborah, you know, people would often say to me, you do a lot of speaking. We don't have anything to take from our sessions except our notes. So when I got my letter that I was going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, the USA Track and Field Hall of Fame, I wanted to make sure my book was out then. So I put this book together based upon all the lectures I've done over the years and my speaking, and I put a book together that is for youth, college students, and for the corporate sector. Everyone can benefit from this book.
Right. Now, what are the Joetta's P principles for success?
Well, Deborah, the first P is have a purpose. So you have to have a clear vision, and then you have to prepare. That means to get ready anyway. And then you be patient. That's, you know, times, things don't always happen to you when you want them to. And then the next P is perturbed. And the final P is to persevere. And when you do those in that order, you will be successful not only in sports but in life. And that's what I'm trying to do, to empower you to find out your raison d'etre. What is your reason for being? And once you find that out, apply these P's to your life so you can be successful.
Right, right. So now you said the first one is to prepare. I heard.
No, the first one is a purpose.
Purpose. Okay. Purpose. Okay.
What is your purpose? And then
what
you
is your
prepare.
Purpose?
Okay. And then
prepare
you prepare
for that purpose. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And then you're
okay.
patient. You wait.
Mm-hmm.
You're patient. Then you get perturbed, you get upset because someone says you're too short, you're too tall, you're black, you're white, you're a woman. You have to get perturbed and be proactive in that stage. And then you have to persevere. You have to keep on going, never give up. And I always say you can doubt anybody you want to doubt, but Deborah, you can never, never doubt yourself.
Right. And, you know, I love it because, you know, you don't often hear people include the fact of being perturbed. So, and it's very, very unique that you have it right after patience. Because I think patience, boy, it takes a lot of patience to have patience. And then you do get to a point where you're just mad as rattlesnakes. What's going on?
Absolutely.
Talk
absolutely.
About that a little bit, that patience and being perturbed. What are you meaning by that?
Well, when I'm saying being patient, you're not going to get what you want all the time. I often tell the students I speak to into my corporate sector, I made 4 Olympic teams, but I tried out 6 times. So I didn't give up. I run a foundation called the Joetta Clark Dick Sports Foundation, and we go across the state of New Jersey and the country doing programs on obesity, life skills, and nutrition. But guess what? It's been 12 years, but the first 2 years I could not get a grant, but we didn't give up. So we had to be patient, and because I didn't give up, give up. We have given over $30,000 to students across the state of New Jersey. And we also have done, we reach about 10,000 to 12,000 students a year through the program. So we've done a great job. And then you talk about the perturbed. Well, why am I upset? Well, Deborah, as an athlete, they said to me, you're too old to run. I ran my best time when I was 37 years old. And
don't
I got perturbed. Talking about being perturbed, I was perturbed. They wanted to know when was I going to retire. So I said to them, don't ask me when am I going to retire. Ask the young people I just beat, when are they going to retire. So I was perturbed.
That's a great example there. So
yes.
You're not letting them dictate, you know, what you and your body can do with your belief system and your ability.
Absolutely not. And when I go across speaking, I try to reinforce that, you know, things happen in time. But while things are going on in the world and in your circle, you know, you have to, I always say, you have to step out in front and be a leader. And and people often wonder, why are you out front? Well, they're wondering why you're out front from behind you. So you go out and don't wait around. Make things happen. You know, turn your stumbling blocks into stepping stones, and don't be afraid of risk. Take a risk. Take a risk financially. Take a risk in business. Take a risk on yourself. I tell people, who better to bet on than you? Bet on yourself.
You know, and I can imagine having the experiences that you have. I mean, that helped to shape, like you mentioned, that helped to shape your whole mindset and how you see things in life. Let's take a little bit to step back and just talk a little bit about some of those experiences as an Olympic athlete on the Olympic teams that you were fortunate to participate on. Can you think of a time or maybe an example of where you had the most memorable experience and how you've been able to apply that today to what you're doing as well?
That's a good question, Deborah. You know, making four Olympic teams and being one of the best athletes in the world for such a long time, over 25 years, I think that it's hard for me to narrow it down to one. But I will say, I will give you two, if you allow me to give you two quick ones.
Please,
the first one
was in
19... the first one was in 1989 when I won the Melrose Games, which is a really big track and field meet in New York at the time at the Madison Square Garden. And the East Germans, the wall had not come down in Germany yet. So the East Germans came over, and the papers were saying, well, Joanna will not defend her titles because the East Germans are here, and they had just gone 1-2 in the Olympic Games that were in Seoul, Korea. Needless to say, they came to New York, and I beat them by 5 yards, won by over second. I ran a PR and set a meet record. That goes to show you that you can't let people dictate to you or change what you can do for yourself. So I knew I was ready to run, and I knew that I loved running indoors at that small track at the Garden, and I was defending champion. So that was a big deal because no one had ever beaten the East Germans before, so that was no American, so that was really big. And then my final team in 2000, making the team with my sister Hazel, my sister-in-law Gerald, we went 1-2-3 in the same event, and we were coached by my brother JJ. So my younger sister is 16 years younger than me, so I was able to hang around long enough for her to get good enough to make the team with me in 2000. So that was memorable, and my parents really enjoyed having their children all together in Sydney.
Yeah, in Sydney, wow. I mean, what a beautiful place to be, and the whole experience of seeing you all there participating as well. I can only imagine. I mean, it's time for another movie just for this segment.
I would love to do that. You know, you have to speak things into existence. So,
that's,
you know,
right.
a movie would be good. I am in the process of doing my next book, which is my next two books, actually, a children's book and also a relationship book. So Those will be ready in June and in September. So, you know, before that movie comes out, we have some other things that I'm doing with the book. So we have to get those out as well.
Uh-huh. Now, that's interesting. You said as a relationship, you got a relationship book. Now, how? What made you want to do that? How did that come about?
I think, you know, being an athlete and I'm a good listener, so people are always talking to me about a myriad of things. And so I decided to put pen to paper and do a relationship book. And I like to help people such as you. And so the book isn't a bashing book. It's just a book that talks about various relationships. And at the end of each chapter, as with my current book, there are going to be questions that you have to answer to really make you think about your current situations, where you are, where you want to go, what you want to be. And I think that by helping people with this relationship book, the goal is maybe not to have you move one way or the other in the relationship. It's a book about yourself. The better you are, the better you can be in any relationship. So that's what it's really about.
That self-relationship. I love it.
Yes.
I love
it. Yes, exactly.
That is so true. Yes. That is so true because, I mean, when you're whole, you operate better in every area, in every relationship, with family, with business, with everything. And it's all about internal. I love it. So we're looking forward to that as well. And, I mean, you're so busy. You have so many incredible things that are happening. And you kind of alluded to your foundation a little earlier, the Joetta Clark Diggs Sports Foundation. Can you share with us a little bit more about that, how you got it started, and what are some of the things that you're doing and planning for the future with it?
Well, the foundation, Deborah, was started in 2002, and the basic idea was to get the youth involved with obesity, life skills, bullying. All of these things were happening in my world long before it became current with the First Ladies Let's Move campaign. We were doing this a long time ago. Over the years, we have transcended and grown the program because now we even have the opportunities that one has in the sports industry. This is a billion-dollar industry. And I was once the commissioner of the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority that oversaw the Giant Stadium and the Meadowlands Sports Complex. So I tell the youth that you may not want to be an athlete, but we need doctors, we need accountants, we need people, CEOs and CFOs of organizations in the sports industry. You need to have people that can clean up. It's snowing a lot here in New Jersey, so we have to have people that can clean up this snow. So that's another avenue that you can go into. We need graphic designers. So we have this program called Cisco, Students Interested in Sports Career Opportunities, and we talk about the opportunities in the industry. We also have our fitness challenges where we go across the state and we have competitions amongst the kids in the school or against other schools. We have a Joetta Clark Diggs Sports Extravaganza where we give out scholarships to student-athletes that evening, $1,000 and a laptop. To date, Deborah, we've given over $30,000 to student-athletes that have a 3.0, that run track and field, and have a community service. We also have our Family Fun and Fitness Day. We have our Financial Fitness Expo, which has been sponsored by Merrill Lynch and State Farm, and we're working on other sponsors to make sure that people know that you have to have a financially sound, you know, we can't squander our money. You hear about athletes always lose their money. Well, I want to make sure that not only athletes don't lose their money, but people don't lose their money and they know how to invest and how to save. And we start with the youth because what better way to get them interested in saving and to do that now as a youngster.
Oh, that is so true. So it's a lot that you have, a lot of opportunities with the foundation. Are students, is it just for local there for your area, or you have our listeners who are listening, you know, globally and across the country? Are there ways that they can participate or support your foundation as well?
Yes, there are different ways to do that. We have, if they go to the website, which is Joetta, sportsandbeyond.com, They're able to make donations to the foundation. We are also running a CrowdRise campaign. So if they go to CrowdRise.com and click in the Jordan Clark Dick Sports Foundation, they will be able to make donations to the foundation, which goes to programming and to the scholarships that I mentioned. As far as me speaking, Deborah, I, you know, travel across the country. So if anyone's interested in me speaking, they can visit the website, joettasportsandbeyond.com, or send us an email at joettaevents@yahoo.com. And the listeners today, they mentioned you, there's a discount that we have. We call it our speaking discount. So for anyone that calls in and mentions your show, they will get a discount that we're running with this promotion. So, you know, we travel all over the country. And the speaking promotion can be found on my wife's website as well. And, again, they've mentioned your wealthy sisters, and they can get a discount for me to come out as a speaker.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's great. But, you know, with the foundation as well, and you're speaking to students, and athletes, what are some of the areas that you think that students should focus on? Those that are, you know, like you said, they don't necessarily have to be an athlete, but they can participate in so many different arenas, like sports therapy or what have you. What are some of the areas that you would suggest for our audience to focus on, like parents who are listening, who have children, or who are some of our other listeners who are younger and at those ages where they're deciding on what they want to do?
Well, through the foundation and through my business, Jordan Sports and Beyond, the topics that we speak are very simple. We talk about empowerment, motivation, determination. As for parents, we have our parenting 101 session where we try and help parents understand that it's a tough road. I'm a parent as well. I have an 11-year-old daughter, so it's a tough road. And it's important for us to keep our finger on the pulse. We can't have anyone else raise our children. But with that being said, we have to parent. And we have to be friends, okay, but we have to have parents and have guidelines, have rules that they ought to follow, and have chores. And so we talk about that in our Parenting 101 class. We also talk about being healthy. You have to eat well and prepare healthy meals, and that's very important. So the topics that we speak to are topics that are relevant for everyone. It doesn't matter where you are, these topics are important to everyone. So that's why we talk to them.
And, like, what areas would you suggest for people to look at as far as fields in the sports world, some careers that are hot right now or someone should focus on or look at, as I mentioned?
Well, I think that fields in the sports industry, you know, the PR, the social media, you know, also we talk about the doctors and it being health, you know, the health industry as far as rehabbing the athletes, being an accountant. We need people to run our finances, you know, psychologists, psychiatrists, the doctor field, you know, the healthy field, nutritionists. Those are also very important fields in this industry. The branding, you know, dealing with marketing, public relations. So there are so many different areas in the industry, but if the students don't know about this, they don't know to go into that field. So that's why through the foundation we have people who are already in these fields come back and talk to them about what courses to take to be a broadcaster, to be a writer. You know, so there's so many different fields, and I'm just very fortunate that from athletics I've been able to transcend into the business world. And, you know, I sit there and say, well, it's all by me. Well, I know that by the grace of God go I. So to whom much is given, much is required. So that's why I'm diligently working to make sure that the parents and the women and men, they understand that they have to take care of themselves, they have to give back, and they have to apply these P's that I use in this book all the time. And you can't do them out of order, Deborah. What is your purpose? Get prepared, be patient, get perturbed, and persevere. And I always put my last one in.
They are in order.
They have to be in order, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's just a natural transgression of life, you know, to, like you said, to be able to find that purpose and know what you're here for. And then once you discover that, then how are you going to bring it to pass? You know, you definitely have to prepare for it. And then once we prepare, we've stressed already about that patience.
Yes,
the importance
absolutely.
Of having that patience. I mean, I think that definitely is a big P there. And then, you know, getting mad or perturbed enough. And then, of course, you got to persevere. So I love that as well. We're going to take a short break. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to none other than Joetta Clark Diggs. She's an extraordinary individual, and we're so excited to have her on our show today. We'll take a short break and come back, and I want to learn more about this new induction into the New Jersey Hall of Fame. So excited for you about that as well, and some of the other great things that you're doing. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Again, you are listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Ladies, are you tired of searching for Mr. Right and need help cracking the man code? Do you really want to know what he thinks about dating, love, and romance? Are you wondering if the one you are with will ever fall in love with you? Then you need the Code Cracker, Jay Neville, relationship expert and life coach. Visit jneville.com. That's JNEVELS.com. jneville.com.
Would you like to reach quality professionals? Expose your product and services to thousands on a monthly basis? Advertise with the Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Our packages include both on-air and website banner placement. Call our offices today at 1-800-917-9435, extension 803, or visit our website at www.wealthysisters.com to begin building your brand today.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
Yes, we're here live on Wealthy Sisters Radio. I want to remind you that the Winter Summit is coming. I tell you, you can just ask anyone. Go to the site, thewintersummit.com. Thewintersummit.com is March 29th, Saturday, March 29th. You want to be there. The event is going to be extraordinary. We have CPA talking about how to create your own bank. Have you heard about that? You can actually do that. Yes. We also have marketing strategists that's going to be present. And you've been looking to get that government contract? Oh, I'm telling you, we're talking about that as well. So go to thewintersummit.com and get registered today. Well, as we mentioned, our guest today is none other than Ms. Joetta Clark Diggs. She's doing some phenomenal things, created just a whole awesome, I mean, just everything that you're doing. We appreciate you for taking the time out, you know, Joetta, because a lot of times, you know, we realize in life we could be the persons that we are, and you know, all the great accomplishments that you have, but you could keep them to yourself. But you're not doing that. You're sharing that with so many through your foundation and through your book and other things that you're doing. And it looks like you're being recognized for that as well. I want to say congratulations to you for the Hall of Fame there in New Jersey.
Well, thank you very much for that. As an athlete, when you are in the throes of competition, you don't realize what you're doing. You're just trying to make things happen, get better, get world records, American records. And when you retire, such as I did, and now that I'm getting some of these acknowledgments because of what I did athletically and in the business world, it's kind of exciting. We're always trying to go to the next thing. But because I have a little daughter that's 11, I'm able to sit back and look at her, say, yeah, Mommy was really good. She's a good person. She's my role model. But when you're in the throes doing it, you don't recognize that. So being inducted into the New Jersey Hall of Fame was really an honor having the state recognize me with the likes of, you know, President Grover Cleveland, Whitney
yeah.
Houston, Dionne
Whitney
Ward,
Houston. Yeah.
Bill Parcells, Joe Piscopo, Alan Alda, Governor Thomas Kane. So it was just a great class of people that I was inducted with, and that induction ceremony was just the other day, January 14th of 2014.
Wow.
So that just
wow.
recently happened.
Now tell us, you have to tell us, what were you doing when you got the call? Did you get an email, a letter? How does that happen to be inducted into the New Jersey Hall of Fame? What's that process like?
Yes, it's an exciting process, Deborah. First, you got the letter that you were on the ballot. You have to, people
yes.
have to vote for you. So
okay.
I made it on the ballot. And the big joke is that had I not gotten in this year, I had no energy to run another campaign. We literally had to run like a campaign. We had to send out emails and Facebooks and tweets and have people vote. And we had a nice little campaign together, and people voted. So that's how I was able to get in on the first try. A lot of people
uh-huh.
don't make it the first time, but I was fortunate enough to make it in on the first go-around. So that was good. So we got the induction, and we had a big ceremony the other day, and I was very, very, very happy and honored. When someone, your state, recognizes you, that's something special, because the people in the state, you know, they realize what you've done. And that's a good thing.
Right. And it's nothing like, you know, having home and your people, your family recognized. You know, a lot of times you have to go outside of your space there for people to really value you and appreciate what you do. But when it's local and it's at home, that is incredible. That's amazing. That is
yes.
that's wonderful. Congratulations
Thank you.
To you. And, you know, it seems that another book that you might want to think about, too, is strategy, because you definitely are a strategic thinker and planner. We can see that, how you were able to implement your strategy and be successful with that as well.
I think that's very important, and thanks for touching
mm-hmm.
on that. When you go through life and trying to build your brand or trying to develop a business, you have to have
mm-hmm.
a strategy. You have to have plans. You have to have a business plan, a strategy, an idea. You just can't go in and throw anything together and then
right.
expect it to have a strong foundation. So you're
right.
We do have a strategy. We do have plans. But in strategies, things change. And I learned from being an athlete, my strategy might be to go out and take the lead. But the race isn't going that way. So when things
right.
aren't going the way you plan, what happens? Do you just give in, or do you become resilient and kind of figure out another way to get you to the end of that goal? And for me, it was to get, of course, the finish line first. And in business, is to make sure that the foundation is getting funds and getting grants and helping kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so no matter how that's going to go, I don't always get a yes from everything that I do. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
the sponsors may say, no, not right now. But I always
mm-hmm.
tell them, don't give me a fast no, give me a slow yes. And it's that slow yes that you, it's when you
I
give
like
me that.
That.
You like that?
Yeah, I'm going to
then,
use that. We
yeah,
got to tweet that out.
Tweet that. Don't give me a fast no, give me a slow
uh-huh.
yes. And
yes,
it's that
yes.
slow yes that makes the difference.
It does, because, you know, it really is. Yeah, those all those cliches out there that the fortune is in the follow-up, and, you know, those who quit never win, and winners never quit, all of that. I mean, it is so true, you know, if you stay consistent with that. And it's all about timing. You never know what a person's, or especially when you're talking about sponsors like that, you know, it's just timing. Yeah, that's great. Well, our phone lines are packed out. I mean, it's just been great, and everybody's dialing in here. Would you mind taking a few questions from our audience today?
No, I would love to answer some questions.
Okay, fantastic. Well, if you just tuned in, you're live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio with our special guest, Ms. Joetta Clark-Diggs. If you've got a question for her, you can dial 347-838-9278. That's 347-838-9278. And press 1 on your phone so that we know that you have a question. We'll see you in queue there. And then if you're in the chat room, you want to ask a question, please post it there. We'll be able to do that. But, Joette, it looks like we've got a caller calling in from area code 314 area code. So, hello, state your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello.
Hello.
State your name.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. You have
my
a
name
question
is Michael
for our
Frank.
Special guest?
Yes. My name is Michael Frank. I just wanted to make a comment that
okay.
I knew Joette from way back, and she is what she is, you know, beautiful person inside and out. I met her when I made some USA teams also, and she just kind of took me under her arm and helped me to learn the European circuit, and just was a great, love her. And she is what she is, you know, what she's doing with her foundation, everything she's doing. She showed that early on when I first met her over many, many years ago. And it has inspired me to do some things even in the St. Louis area with local track clubs and things like that. So I just want to give a shout-out to Joette, one of the most beautiful person I've ever met in my life. Love her to death. And I'm so good to hear her voice.
Wow, thank you, Michael.
That's
I have to
great.
Say something. Thanks for calling in, Michael. It's been many years. Michael Frank's a dear friend of mine, and we haven't spoken in many years, but thanks for calling in and saying those great things. And I didn't have to pay him to say that, so thanks, Michael. And his wonderful, beautiful wife, Lily, as well. Give her my regards. We grew up on the track circuit. We were young, 18, 19, 20 years old. Over
that's
in your
right.
Wow. It's been many years, over 30.
It has
years,
been
isn't
many
that?
Years.
Yeah.
But if I can say just one thing about Joette, and truly, truly, she has a beautiful heart. Really love everything that I've seen, and she is deserving of every good and perfect gift that God has blessed her with. And just the fact that how she gives back to so many is just a testament of who she really is.
Mm-hmm.
And no,
mm-hmm.
nobody ever has to pay me to say anything good about this beautiful woman. So,
well, all right. That's
look,
awesome.
I just by happened to catch up to see that Joette's online. Oh, I got to call in just listen. And then when I found out I could even say something, didn't think I was going to get a chance to say something. But, wow, you have a great person online who is such a, you know, even when she's not trying to motivate other people, just seeing what she does is so, you know, inspirational. Love you, Joette.
Oh,
thank
wow.
you, Michael.
Wow. Oh, that's great. That's great. You know, it's just incredible to think about that. You all growing up, and I can imagine you've made other connections across the world of athletes. I mean, all worldwide, I would imagine, and friendships there. What can you share about that, being able to create those bonds that you've been able to create?
Well, hearing Michael, it was refreshing and just took me back down memory lane. And I tell people, being an athlete was great, but we met so many wonderful people. We were kids. We didn't know
mm-hmm.
where we were going to go, but we were going to do it together. Now we've grown up.
Mm-hmm.
We've not been in contact for years, but to hear him call in and just to know that from the sport, we have friendship. We follow each other. We have each other's back. And I think in business, you have to have people behind you that can help
right.
you and force you to go and do even more. And I think that all of the people that will call in and people that I've met over the years, they have truly been the wind beneath my wings that helped me to reach the vision, not to make a difference in my life, but to make a difference in the lives of others. So I just think that by being an athlete, I've learned so many great things that I try to pass on to other people. And now as a businesswoman, it's my job, it's my raison d'etre to do all I can to make this place a better place.
Right. Absolutely. Well, that's great. Well, we're going to go to another caller. Looks like a 917-750 number. Hello. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Stephen from New Jersey.
Oh, Stephen from New Jersey. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio. What's your question for our guest today?
Well, I have a statement, and then I have a question for Joette.
Okay.
First of all, I attended
okay.
the New Jersey Hall of Fame inductions on January 14th, and for those that were there, I'm sure they would agree, Joette's induction speech was you know, really one of the highlights of the night. And that's in a room
wow.
of governors and politicians and, you know, the lieutenant governor of New Jersey, former Governor Tom Kane, you know, musicians and artists and athletes. And it was really one of the induction speeches you've ever seen. In fact, the lieutenant governor joked that Joetta should be the head of tourism for New Jersey because she was she was so glowing about her induction and her honor. You know, and I wanted to really ask her feelings on receiving the award, what it meant to her growing up in Jersey, with her father getting so much attention nationally, but you know, kind of living under that. But you know, and now she's her own brand. You know, with what she's done both on the track and off the track with her foundation. I wanted to get her feelings on that. Also, you know, how does one hire her for a speaking engagement since she, you know, she delivered so well at the New Jersey Hall of Fame? How does one get in touch with her?
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Steve, for asking that and saying those kind words. I mentioned that the Hall of Fame induction was great. It was a very great honor, and I'm just thankful that my family was around and present to see me get the award. As for contacting me for speaking engagements, I mentioned that I am currently running a promotion, and all they have to do is visit our website, joettasportsandbeyond.com, or just send an email to joettaevents, E-V-E-N-T-S, @yahoo.com, and we can get back in touch with them. I do travel all over the country, so it doesn't matter where the place is. I can get in the plane and be there, and we can discuss that. So thanks for asking that question.
All right, now, and one more follow-up question, Deborah, if I may.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Are there any Hall of Fames left that you haven't gone into?
Well, you know, there's always one. You can make one up for me, and I love to be in it. But, no, honestly, I've been in the High School Hall of Fame, College Hall of Fame, Penn Relay Hall of Fame, Merrill's Hall of Fame, the New Jersey Hall of Fame, the USA Track and Field Hall of Fame. So I guess the only one that I have not really been in is the Olympic Hall of Fame. So we'll work on that one. I even got some business Hall of Fames as well. So the Olympic Hall of Fame will be my last athletic Hall of Fame to get into.
Well, thank you for your time and for inspiring all of us. This is a real fun interview to listen to.
Thank you for your question.
And thank you for tuning in, Steve. Yeah, that's great. So we just have to call you Hall of Famer, period. That's just your name, Hall of Famer.
Well, my siblings, they call me Madam Olympian, so that's my little name that I go around. But Hall of Fame is not a bad name, too, so we can swap out Madam Olympian and Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we'll take that, too. That's great. Well, I want to go to another caller. Here's a 352 number. Let's see, 352 number. I want to say hello. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, this is Gerald. I'm calling from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, thank you. I'm on my long run for the day listening to you guys, and I had to stop and just say hi, Joetta, and what a class act she is. She was one of my mentors going into the 800. She was actually one of the first ones to say, hey, I think you can do this, so why don't you try it? And I did, and I did fairly well. Thanks, Joetta.
Well, Deborah, she's being quite modest. This is my sister-in-law. I recognize that voice anywhere, and Gerald and that name. So she's calling in. Thank you. She did really well, and she got the American record in the 800 meters. So maybe I shouldn't have had her come up to my event after all.
I tell you, this is a powerful, powerful show. All these heavy hitters on the call today. Congratulations to you, my sister, on the great things that you've done, and thank you so much for calling in to share that as well.
Yes. Well, again, I've enjoyed listening to you guys, and I actually stopped in the middle of my run to do this, so I'm going to continue with it.
Well, we're going to let you get back to your run.
Thanks for
having me. Have a great day.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, how important is definitely you seem to have a great base of support and loving family members and people that you've impacted their lives as well. How important is that to you and having that foundation like that?
Well, family is everything, and mm-hmm. I'm glad you asked that question, Deborah, because my parents often said that, you know, we have to support one another. We have to have each other's
right.
back. We're not going to all agree on everything, but we have to support mm-hmm. one another. And as we've gotten older, we've gotten a lot closer. And we have a business that we're launching out as well, where we are going mm-hmm. across the country talking and promoting sports and women in sports and business and just having various seminars, including family. And so that's so very important. So Gerald, Hazel, Jay, and myself will be on the road, taking this on the road. And, again, if you want us to come into your state, you can just call or visit the email at joettaevents@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's important.
That's good that you're going to be talking about the role of family specifically in sports or just what are the dynamics of that you're going to be discussing?
Well, there are various dynamics. Some of the first mm-hmm. ones would be dealing with parents, you know, having parents being involved, having mm-hmm. kids that are athletes, what you go through, what to expect, not to transfer your shortcomings or your greatnesses onto your kids. Let them find their own path, but you direct them and clear the way for them. So seminars like that, talking about how one gets their children into college, because so often parents don't know the process. So we'll talk
mm-hmm.
about that. Then we'll talk about our family. You know, my brother mm-hmm. graduated from Villanova University. My sister graduated from the University of Florida. My sister-in-law graduated from Alabama A&M. So we're all college graduates, and we all have done well. But sometimes you don't always have the option to go to college, but we have to talk about the other avenues out there for you. So it's important
mm-hmm.
that families understand that and the support mechanisms, the scholarships out there, the grants out there. So that's what
mm-hmm.
we will talk about as we travel across the country with this program.
With the program, and,
yes.
and you, I know you mentioned women in sports, and you are doing some things in that space as well. Can you share a little bit about, you know, what your platform is to women and what you share on a daily basis and what areas you're working in with that?
With women in sports, my big focus is to make sure that we have the opportunities to be in the boardrooms. And to get paid
mm-hmm.
accordingly, to get the right dollar, you know, don't, you know, give us less money. Make sure that we're in the boardrooms, that we're making decisions and getting paid adequately and getting paid the same as our male counterparts. So that's my big agenda when we talk about women in sports. We also talk about having the young girls, because of Title IX, have the opportunity to compete in the sports that boys did and not to take away the boys' sports to bring the girls' sports in. So that's what I talk
uh-huh.
about when we deal with the high school level, but, you know, sports.
Right, because that is something that happened. I remember or saw something around that with the Olympics. Can you talk just a little bit about that or bring, you know, myself and an audience who may not be aware of what that is? The
well,
Title
when
IX,
you
were talking about taking away the boys and
yeah.
to bring girls. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, back many years ago, over 25 years ago, you know, the women, they didn't have the opportunity to compete in the sport, and then when they came out, they were taking away the boys' sport. So what we're
mm-hmm.
trying to do now is that make sure that girls have the opportunity to compete in sports and that they have the opportunity to get the scholarships to schools. When I first went into college, it was separate. It was called the AIAWs and the NCAAs. So men and women did not have the same playing field, whereas a full scholarship for women back then would be exclusion of books. And men traveled more, they had more money in the budget, and things like that. But over the years, the playing field is trying to get a little bit more level. But the main point here is that we have to have the same sports and have the girls have the same opportunities to compete in the same sports as the guys. And when we do that, I think that you'll see that women can do these things. Back many years ago, women did not run more than 200 yards. It was thought that if we ran long distances, that something would happen to us, that we couldn't do that. So those are all notions that have to be dispelled, and they are. And also, as far as being athletic directors and presidents of schools and coaches of teams and being paid accordingly, that's very important, because we're doing the same things that our men are doing, and we're doing even better. And when I went to the University of Tennessee, it was the first time that I saw women in charge, and I loved seeing women coaches, women athletic directors, women trainers, and they were coaching the women. And I said, this is really great, so we can do this. And I really got my eyes opened when I was 18 years old. I didn't know what I was going to do, how it would come to fruition, but I knew that I wanted to be in the sports industry because I saw that women doing great things. And my mother was a businesswoman a long time ago, before it was popular to be one. So I saw the hard work that she was doing with her business and that I could do the same thing. So I think that seeing my mother and seeing the other women in the sports industry, it made me want to stay close and work really diligently in the sports industry.
Right, right. And, you know, you're just saying so much on the show, and I just want everybody to know that if you just tuned in and you missed the first half of the interview or you want to get the rest of this, you got to hear it again. You can catch this show and all our other great shows at Wealthy Sisters Radio. That's 24/7 at Wealthy Sisters Radio. You can even download us there free on iTunes. iTunes there at Wealthy Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S. Wealthy Sisters there. But, you know, you mentioned a little moment ago about the seminars and workshops that you and your family will be doing, and particularly about children and letting your kids be able to find and carve their own path and not allowing your dreams or what have you to superimpose on them. Now, I just have a question. Is your daughter, is she expressing some interest? Since she has all of these great champions in the family, in the sports field?
Yeah, she does very well in school, and she does very well athletically. At this point in time, she's trying a lot of things. I think it's important, and we will discuss this as we travel with our seminars, that let the children find out where they want to go. And then you have to help them clear that path for them to go down that path. So obviously people think my daughter can be a runner. She can run well, but she likes basketball and gymnastics and ice skating and golf. So that's what she's doing right now. And, you know, I will support her and, you know, we will support her as a family, as we always do. But I think it's important for her to kind of carve her own path, and then make sure that that we're giving her all that she can to be successful athletically and academically. That's so very important. And again, if people are interested in us coming and speaking to their corporations or to their groups or to their functions or being keynote speakers, they just have to contact us at Joetta Events, and that's E-V-E-N-T-S, at yahoo.com, or visit the website by Googling my name, Joetta Clark Diggs, and the website comes up. And everything is on there. And because I am on your great show today, Deborah, we are offering a discount, a promotional packet that they will see on the website as well.
That's great. Well, you know, like I said, this time has gone by so fast. We definitely have to look at having you back in the future as well, and want to wish you continued success. And what would you like to leave our audience with today in closing? What words would you like to share?
I would like to leave them with this. I think in life, I mentioned earlier that you can never doubt yourself. And there was a lady, she was really rich and had a lot of money, and she had a pool. And in her pool, she had alligators. And when everyone left her house, she'd always say, if you can get out of that pool unscathed, you can have whatever you wanted of mine. So they were leaving one day, and a lady was in the water, and she was swimming, and everyone started cheering for her because somehow she got in that pool. And when she got out of the pool, she asked the lady, you know, she didn't want anything. She just wanted to know who pushed her in the water. So in life, what's important is that it doesn't matter how you get pushed into something. The most important thing you can do is find a way to get out. So as I'm traveling to get out, and as I'm traveling across this great country, I'm trying to help people understand that regardless of your situation, there's always the way out. You focus on the way out, not on how you got into a situation. Focus on how you're going to get out.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I know my favorite quote, one of them, is focus on what you desire, and that what you give your attention to expands. So absolutely. Thank you so much, Joetta, for being here on Wealthy Sisters Radio today. And again, if you missed the first half of the show, I want to encourage you to go back and download it at Wealthy Sisters Radio and remind you to go to Winter Summit, thewintersummit.com. I'm telling you, this is going to be an explosive event. You want to be there. Our theme this year is fortifying your business for success. It is a business conference, and I tell you, we mean business. So definitely, again, thank you so much for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters Radio today. Stay tuned next week for another dynamic show, and as always, we wish you and yours the best of everything great. See you next week.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for another positively impacting show next week. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Wealthy Sisters and on the web at WealthySistersRadio.com. The opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions of our hosts, staff, or partners of our Wealthy Sisters.